The Art Spot on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
Hello and welcome to The Art Spot. My name is Jerry Lynn Schulke. I'm Artistic Director of Art Center Stage at the Arts Center in Carrboro, North Carolina. And today we are talking with members of the Playwrights Roundtable, a Chapel-based playwriting group that is in the studio are Paul Newell, John Paul Middlesworth, sorry, and Mark Cornell. Hey, guys.
Hey.
How are you? Welcome. Thank you so much for being here. You guys got a show coming up called Roundtable Redux, and that is a 10th anniversary show from plays throughout the last 10 years that you guys have been doing plays.
It's a best of.
A best of. I like those. I like those. That's awesome. Before we get started about talking about that show, which is going to be coming up June 19th, 20th, and 21st at the Arts Center, I'd just like to talk a little bit about what got you interested in theater, playwriting, what you do as a theater artist. Yeah, we'll start with you. I look eager.
My history. I went to graduate school at UCLA for playwriting, so that was my foray into theater. I had done a little bit of theater in Los Angeles prior to that,
and acting or
writing.
Done
some writing, and I went back and got my degree at UCLA, and that sort of started me off on. I'm putting this in quotes right now. My life in theater, but I did screenwriting stuff in Los Angeles. And when we moved here about 10 years ago, right about the time the Roundtable started, Paul lives in my neighborhood, and I got to know Paul, and he invited me into the group, and so I've been a part of the group for the last 10 years.
Yeah. What interested you in doing screenwriting? When you're in Los Angeles, just because everybody lives in Los Angeles does screenwriting? Or were you doing it before that? Or were you involved in theater before that?
Let's see which question to answer first. I will say that I got involved in screenwriting because that's what I moved to Los Angeles for.
Okay.
I had originally been an English major and went to UCLA for my bachelor's. But I had always wanted to write movies. So I was doing that for a number of years in LA. I don't remember what your other.
That's all right. They were kind of similar. So that answers the question. Okay. I got it.
Mark is usually very focused. He's very focused on playwriting. Now, one year you had how many productions of your plays done around the world? He won't tout it.
I don't know.
Something like 20 productions done around the world.
No, it was more than that, Paul. But let's not.
I want to toot my own horn here.
Okay. I think it was 30 something was my. A couple years ago.
That's a lot.
In one calendar year. That is amazing.
Yeah. I've started sending out more plays to see what's out there and to find life for the plays that I write. Otherwise, you know, they sit in drawers and I do them here with the round table, of course. But I often take trips and see other plays and other productions.
Yeah. Awesome. John Paul, how did you get started?
Well, I hadn't thought about this earlier, but here I'm just thinking back to my deep past.
There you go.
And I remember writing something in the fourth grade that was a little story, and the teacher read it out loud to the class, and they laughed. And I think that was it. You know, I was hooked on being in an audience and hearing people respond to my work. So, you know, it's a real different kind of thing because a novelist might write and, you know, never, unless they go on a speaking tour or something, they're never going to hear anybody respond to their work, and they don't particularly thrive on that. So there's something a little perverse about playwrights where they just have to have this, they have to be among people who are viscerally responding to something they've written. So by the fifth grade, I had written a play, and it's a funny thing because I think playwrights, you know, like any kind of writer thinks in a certain kind of genre. So a poet as they're driving along, starts thinking in terms of a poem. And they, when they get home, they're going to write down some of those lines they wrote or they were thinking of, because that's the way they think. And, and playwrights, I think, tend to think in dialogue. And so, you know, they're always hearing people kind of speak back and forth in their heads, and then they'll get home and, and write it down.
Sure.
So that's the kind of long story about that. So I've always, you know, really from grade school, always been doing it in high school, and not as much in college. I was the editor of a humor magazine, so I didn't, my writing there, I wrote some plays, but not so much in college. But just always did it. And then about 10 years ago, Paul had seen a short piece I had written. I guess the Playwrights Roundtable had, no, it wasn't the Playwrights Roundtable. This is when the Arts Center was sponsoring Play Slam. And this was an event that Lyndon Harris had come up with, and it is on the model of a poetry slam. And short pieces are in competition for a cash prize in those events. And so I believe that it was after one of those events that Paul had approached me and asked me about a playwriting group like this, and so I quickly jumped on it.
Nice.
Well, you're an English guy, though, aren't you?
I was an English major. Right. Yeah.
And you're also just an all-around theater guy.
Acting, I do. I do the whole shebang.
That's right.
The acting,
build
the directing,
sets,
the
you teach.
Yeah. That's right. Anything you need, I'll do it.
You heard it here, folks.
Paul, what about you? How did you get started in playwriting?
Well, I kind of have to say that was a little bit by default. Like Mark, I was very interested in filmmaking in high school. We had a very odd program at the Catholic Boys High School that I went to in suburban Chicago, where in senior year, as part of the language arts program, you could take film study, and all these kids were making films, and we all got turned on to doing this, and I went off to become a film major. I ended up going out to Los Angeles and spending a lot of time driving around and never getting anywhere, to make a long story short, 8 years out there of writing screenplays in my little garret apartment there. But starting out in acting in school, it was just always something that you can get your hands on, unlike film. The means of production are possible. That's one of the things we found here at the Arts Center and in Carrboro and in this whole triangle area, that the means of productions for playwriting and theater, they are possible to get your hands on. Film's a different animal altogether. And moved here in 1990 after living in England for a little while, and New York and Seattle and Chicago, and basically being pretty itinerant. And it's here where I really got serious about playwriting. You know, even I was in New York for 6 years, and I did some writing there. But it wasn't until here that I could really focus on it. And in 2004, we started the roundtable at the invitation of Lyndon Harris, who was at that time artistic director of the Arts Center. And we've gone from a group of writers that sat around once a month to critique each other's work, to now becoming a real producing playwrights theater company. So we're real proud of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We will be right back. We'll be talking about the Playwrights Roundtable's upcoming show, Roundtable Redux. You're listening to The Art Spot. Hello and welcome back to The Art Spot. My name is Jerry Lynn Schulke, and today we're talking with the members of the Playwrights Roundtable who have an upcoming show at the Art Center, which is called the Roundtable Redux. It is a retrospective of the last 10 years of the Playwrights Roundtable plays. I guess the best of is what you said. The best of.
The best of.
Great. Paul, do you want to just give us a little bit of information about what is in this show?
Sure. Usually our advertising line for the Playwrights Roundtable is all new, all original, all the time. Well, this is all original, but it's not all new. Over the last decade, we've actually staged about 120 short plays. And this being the 10th year that the roundtable's been together, we decided to try and do a little pastiche of some of the more successful ones. So that's what we're going to be doing this year. Myself, I'm involved with in a couple of ways. We've been doing this thing called Halloween Shorts for the last 4 years, and there's this cheap vampire who's kind of a host, reminiscent of people who used to be on, you know, sell used cars during the horror movies and the local television years ago. And I'm going to be doing a Count Floyd thing. And also something I've been working on for years is this concept of taking Mark Twain and imagining what he might have to say about things today. And so the bit that I'm going to be doing is called Tom and Huck Go to Washington, where we imagine Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn elected to Congress in the year 2002. And we have fun with some of those issues, putting them in the vernacular and the mindset of Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. So,
Do you guys want to tell me how you came up with what plays should be in here? Was it like a, you know, rock, paper, scissors? Was it,
yeah, that's it.
Pulling
no.
straws out of the, yeah, short straws? No, I'm kidding. Like, how did you figure out them? 120 plays, that's a lot of plays to choose from.
Yeah, well, I think Paul had a pretty good idea of what the plays he felt were the most successful, and he essentially, after discussing it with the group, left a lot of it up to us, and we kind of chose what we felt were our strongest plays, with his influence, of course.
Yeah, that's great. That's great, and everybody was happy with that, in agreement.
Yeah, I think so.
Good.
I mean, in general, the group has worked by way of, if the playwright really wants to do something, there's not a lot of that'll get in the way of the playwright choosing to do that particular thing.
Nice. That's, you know, awesome.
I probably had produced well over a dozen plays in this group.
In there. I took all the books. I don't lose.
Okay, well, so anyway,
I've written 18. How many do I have?
Written
eight. You have
18
you have
plays.
Because you did a couple of
20.
But since these shows tend to be also a good forum for trying something you hadn't tried before,
sure,
an experiment in a way.
Right.
You know, not everything is always completely successful. So, but anyway, in my case, there was one that I clearly knew was the one that stood out in my imagination. I think Paul's imagination also as the one that succeeded, pleased the audience, and was relatively easy to produce.
Oh, and so is this in this best of?
Yes.
So what is it?
It's one called Phantom Limb.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I had, it was done for one of the Halloween shows, maybe the first one we had done. And I heard I knew of the term Phantom Limb. I'd actually used that term in another play I had written for Playwrights Roundtable. And I thought, that would make a good title for a play. I don't know what the play's going to be about, but I'm going to write a play with that title. And so it ends up being about a woman who becomes convinced that she has what she calls a phantom limb. It's not the technical definition of a phantom limb, but she has an extra arm that's helping her in various ways. And the arm finally decides, by sending her a note that it writes, that she needs to get her other arm removed so that arm can emerge and be her real arm. That's odd. And
sounds twisted, John Paul.
It's a little twisted.
Yeah,
it's
nice.
To go for some strange therapy.
That's where they can do the surgery.
So, and Mark, you have a play in this too?
Yes. Mine is called Double Walker, which is a translation of the word doppelganger, and it's a play about a doppelganger. I play a character who is haunted by his doppelganger, and what we watch essentially on stage is my character is sort of found after having disappeared for a number of years. The other character is played by Estes Tarver, and Estes's character has been searching for me. I was a college professor, and there was a tragedy that I was associated with on campus, and I fled and disappeared, and he has now found me years later, and I explained to him what happened and why I disappeared, and in the process I tell him the story of being haunted by this doppelganger.
Mm-hmm. Mark, actually, the word haunted is probably his middle name. He specializes in these
It's actually William, but okay.
There's a nickname around the neighborhood for him, and it's Dark Mark.
Oh, I didn't know that. Dark.
That's my neighbors. Yeah, they like
didn't
to call
know
me that.
That.
I have no idea why.
Well, yeah. I do.
All right, and then other playwrights who have plays in this, Paul Behrman, John Bonney, Steve Gallagher, B. Holleroyd, and Ken Walpert. Did I say all those names right?
Yes.
So that's a lot of playwrights. That's
yes. Yeah, so a couple of those playwrights have very short plays because they are products of the Play Slam.
Cool.
Where I said earlier that the Play Slam was an Art Center production. In recent years, it's been run by the Playwrights Roundtable, so we've sort of considered it our property as
well.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So John Bonney has a couple of pieces.
A couple of pieces from the 2 years that he won the Play Slam.
Oh yeah.
Yes, one that's called Pound for Pound, which is very, very funny.
I don't know that I've. That must have been before me. I don't remember that.
I don't know. But it's a wonderful little play.
John is something else. He's well into his 70s now, but he has had a fabulous career as a professional writer in Los Angeles and before that in New York. He was one of the original writers on the National Lampoon. Stuff and he worked in television. He worked on a show called Fernwood Tonight, Three's Company. He's a real professional. It's been great to have him at the table when we have our monthly meetings. He just gives wonderful feedback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fantastic. There's a lot of playwriting in the area, more than people know. So it's great that people support new theater and come out and support new works by local playwrights. We're going to be right back. We're talking with the members of the Playwrights Roundtable about an upcoming show that they have at the Art Center, Roundtable Redux, June 19th through the 21st, and we'll be back and give you more information about how you can get tickets and everything else you need to know. Hello and welcome back to The Art Spot. My name is Jerry Lynn Schulke. We're talking today with members of the Roundtable, Playwrights Roundtable. They have an upcoming show at the Arts Center called Roundtable Redux. It is a best of retrospective of their last 10 years of playwriting and producing plays, putting plays up. They have over 120 plays that they chose from, and they chose their favorites and they think audience favorites. So it's going to be a great show. Already they know that it's chock full of, you know, audience favorites. That show is, John Paul, do you want to give us the information on the show?
Yes, the show comes up on Friday, June 19th and Saturday, June 20th at 8 p.m. and 3 p.m. on Sunday, June 21st. And that's at the Art Center in Carrboro. Tickets are $12, $10 seniors and students, and $8 for Friends of the Art Center. How else might you? What else?
How do you get tickets, John Paul?
Well, I guess you could go to the Art Center's website, which is www.artcenterlive.org.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or you could call the Art Center at 919-929-2787.
Or you could show up at the door the evening.
Oh, absolutely.
That's true. Or you can buy tickets ahead of time at the door.
Absolutely.
I often like to start telling people that there are fees associated with the online tickets. So if you want to avoid online fees, you can call or purchase tickets in person, and you don't have to pay those fees. Nasty fees. You do have a very good speaking voice on the radio, John Paul.
Oh, thank you. Chose the wrong career.
No. Is there anything else that we'd like to say before we wrap up here? Is there anything people need to know?
I'd just like to say thank you to the audiences for over the years, you know, because it's not often that playwrights get allowed to make production a part of their practice. And these audiences coming back, and of course the Art Center supporting us, it's been great. We've really been able to grow and improve on what we have to offer.
Right.
Yeah, I'd like to thank all my neighbors, because I'm sure they're all going to come to it. This is just a pre-thank you.
And who are your neighbors?
I live in the Colonial Heights section of Chapel Hill, right near Jerry Lynn Schulke, who's moved onto my street. Yeah. Paul Newell, who lives just around the corner. But they're not the only ones coming to the show. Okay. I don't want to name names, but I'm hoping that folks will come out. It's a great show.
John Paul, is there anyone you'd like to thank?
Well, I want to thank Paul Newell. He's been in charge of this this group for 10 years, and he has really driven us to keep staging things. I think, you know, it's easy enough to have a group of people that sit around and, you know, somebody's living room and read, which we do at Paul's house,
right?
And eat his food and drink his drinks. And but to just consistently get us on the calendar at the Arts Center and keep us writing and producing has been a real effort on his part. And
absolutely.
Well, thanks. It's been great fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks so much for being here, you guys. It is Playwrights Roundtable, Roundtable Redux, the 10th anniversary show, or the best of the Roundtable. It is at the Art Center on June 19th through the 21st, 19th and 20th at 8 p.m., Sunday, June 21st at 3 p.m. You can buy tickets at the Art Center website, which is artcenterlive.org, by calling the Art Center at 919-929-2787, or you can come to the Art Center in person. It is in downtown Carrboro. If you've never heard of the Art Center before, we're by the Cradle. Amante's Pizza. Yes, so please check out the Playwrights Roundtable show coming up in a few weeks. You're listening to The Art Spot, and stay creative.